This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. We're happy to have Hillary Arena back. She's the recycling coordinator with Brevard County. We've talked about what you can do with your curb, recycles, bottles, and all that type of things. We've talked about the landfills and how you can recycle waste and tires. But there's a lot of household hazardous materials like oil and chlorine and pool chemicals. But what do you do if you actually have the chemicals themselves?
Oh, that's actually a good question. A lot of people ask, well, what is a hazardous material as far as definition? And that would be any substance that can cause injury or is harmful if handled improperly. So, of course, those are the items that we don't want you to put in the recycle bin, and we don't want you to put into your garbage can. We want you to find a safe alternative or disposal for those products. Now, we have three separate areas of the county where we operate household hazardous waste collection centers. We have the Central Disposal Facility in Cocoa, the Sarno Road Landfill Transfer Station, and then the Mockingbird Facility in Titusville. And the items are basically those that are corrosive, flammable, reactive, or toxic. And when you look in your own garage or your own house or the own shed, you'll find a lot of those items out there, such as pool chemicals, gasoline, lighter fluids, chlorine, bleaches, things like that. But those are items that left in the containers, we don't want you to put into your trash. We need you to bring them to one of our household hazardous waste collection centers. Maybe you inherit a house and you're not sure what it is. The labels are worn off. You don't know what to do with them. Just box them up and drive them to one of our household hazardous waste facilities. We have skilled professional people there that will help you determine what it is and then process those particular items for disposal. And that way we avoid them going into the landfill.
What happens when people do put them in the landfill or just dump them out in their yard?
Well, of course, dumping them out in your yard is not a safe alternative, and that actually can harm the environment as well as our groundwater, so that's never a good idea. Occasionally, people will put stuff into their trash, and it does end up in the landfill. It's never a good thing. We try to get those items out or educate people on what items are toxic or chemically bad for the environment. Unfortunately, it would be buried if it does end up into the regular household trash.
Could contaminate groundwater.
It could. Luckily, our landfills are double lined with clay liners, but yes, it could cause a potential issue.
So what about paint? Paint is a big one, and I know we have a cutting edge paint program here.
We do. Actually, I'm happy to say that Brevard County has been painting Brevard green, as we call it, for over 20 years. We have one of the premier recycled paint programs in the state of Florida. And that's where usually about once a quarter, all the paint that people bring into the household hazardous waste facilities goes off to Richards Paints. They process that paint and recycle it. And it is given away at all their locations free of charge. You can get up to 10 gallons of a base color and 3 gallons of trim paint. So we have a lot of nonprofits that like to come for our paint days. And it's a good way to reuse those paints that people were throwing out and serves another purpose.
10 gallons of base and 3 gallons of trim, and it's free.
And it's free.
Wow.
All free for the residents of Brevard. So we have some exciting things that go on at the household hazardous waste facility.
What other programs do you have that benefit our citizens?
We have what we call a drop and swap program for household chemicals, and we operate that at all of our household hazardous waste collection centers. So the items are bought in, they're segregated into usable products, and then when I come in, I can browse and pick up products that I might be able to use in my home, such as household cleaners, automotive fluids, paints, and it's all free of charge. So they're usable products that would have otherwise been disposed of that now people can reuse again.
And no charge.
And no charge.
Let's give them a website where they can go and find out more about great recycling that we're doing here in Brevard County.
Our website is www.brevardcounty.us.